Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Brighton Council Ordinary Council meeting for the month of March. Welcome to councillors and senior staff. I'll begin that in accordance with the Regulation 8 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures 2025, I am to make a verbal statement at the beginning of the meeting to the effect that an audio recording is being made at this meeting. All persons attending this meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. We'll move on, and Brighton Council acknowledges the Palawapakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of La Truita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of La Truita that provides them with the food, medicine and crafts celebrated through ceremony today. Item 3 on our agenda is apologies and a request for leave of absence. There has been a request for leave of absence by Councillor Murta. Is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor De La Torre. And I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4 is notification of leave of absence for parental leave. That is, no request is forthcoming. Item 5 is confirmation of minutes, and item 5.1 is confirmation of minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 17th of February, and they're submitted and included in our agenda this evening. Is there any questions, amendments, comments? No? Can I have someone move that they be received? Moved by Councillor De La Torre and seconded by Councillor Curran. And I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 6 is declaration of interest. Does anyone like to declare an interest on anything on the agenda this evening? We'll note that no interest has
sorry,
been...
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
What?
Can you give me just a sec?
Gymnastics.
17.3.
17.3, is it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Councillor Whelans has declared an interest in 17.3, was it?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's been noted. Item 7 is public question time and deputations. Are there any public question time or deputations? Not this evening, thank you. Item 8 is councillors' questions on notice. There were no questions on notice. And item 8.2 is councillor questions without notice. Are there any questions this evening? There are no questions this evening. We'll move on. Item 9 is reports from council, and item 9.1 is the mayor's communications for last half of February and beginning of March. Is there anything there that anyone has any questions on?
I was just going to ask a question why I wasn't asked as Park and Rec team for the show committee, but I noticed at 3, luckily I don't normally look at my computer that late in the afternoon, I noticed it was something to do with the ongoing, which we've already discussed before, so that was fine. But as Park and Rec chairman, I think I should be there because I know who they're going to attack if they want to know anything. It'll be me. So then they'll attack the mayor after that, after they don't get any satisfaction from me. So then the rest of us will cop it. But I was quite happy that was fine. So just when I seen that at 3 o'clock, if I hadn't seen that, I thought, oh, what's going on here again? I thought, we're not going back to the old days. We're not before you were here. Seems like that, but no, that's fine. I'm quite happy with that. And I think that was well done. Sounds like I'm assuming they agree with it and everything was hunky-dory.
No, it was just, Peter, that was just in regards to the damage that was done to
the
showgrounds.
Not the MOU. Oh, the damage.
Yep.
Yes.
So that was a meeting in regards to that. They requested a meeting through Gillian with staff, and they requested that I attend as well.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with the arrangement of that, but we sat there and listened.
Yeah.
And I'll be very, very open and transparent. They were after a reduction in the cost that we had billed them for the damage to Gun Oval, And it was going round and round in circles, and I just said, what are we here for? And it was agreed that that was the reason, and I don't believe we've received any correspondence from them at this point, noting what sort of discount or reduction that they're actually asking for. So once that comes forth, that'll be something that will come to council to a request for reduction in fees for the repair of Gun Oval after the last year's show.
Yeah.
So hopefully that explains what that was about. So thank you. Is there any other questions? If not, is someone prepared to move the report be received? Moved by Councillor Irons and seconded by Councillor McMaster. And I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 9.2 is reports from council representatives. Are there any reports to be tabled tonight?
The only thing I'd like to... Councillor
Rowan?
Councillor
Rowan?
Well, thank you, Mayor. Look, I'd just like to mention the passing of George Nuss, long-time resident. He came to Tasmania with his family as a refugee, I understand, and took up residence at the Army barracks at one stage. His family moved to housing in the Brighton area, and he was living in Tea Tree at the time of his passing.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Gidd.
Well, that was just,
thank you for that.
It took the words out of my mouth, but it's Mr. Nuss. I've known him for a long time, for living in Brighton with him as well, and the whole family. He was quite a cheery looking bloke, used cars. If you wanted to buy a car off him, he was the sort of bloke at the time to go to. And he was pretty good too. He wasn't like some of the used cars blokes, so he sort of looked after you pretty well. Very happy person in that, and people in that area were very, very proud of him, everything else. He was a supporter of the Tea Tree Hall out there as well, and right up to the time he was in the hospital, he was still a supporter of it, and quite often made it there, so it's just unfortunate. But yeah, such a lovely, really a lovely gentleman, so I totally agree with the councillor.
Wasn't a bad Euchre player too on Friday evening.
Yes,
I'd just add that he used to work for Mark Cook Cars.
Yes, right, that's correct.
Old people amongst us who would remember Mark Cook being one of the leading lights in the used car industry.
But the funny thing was, he worked for Mark Cook Cars, but at weekends, I think Mark Cook Car had a secondary yard at Tea Tree, in the first ride Brighton and at Tea Tree, because there'd be quite a lot of cars. There were signs out the front for sale, but I didn't see any Mark Cook signs on them. So, yeah, so but no, a lovely gentleman, one of our outstanding residents. And the other thing, Mr. Mayor, while I've got the floor, if that's okay.
Yeah.
The State Fire Commission, we had the Department of Police Emergency Service come along the other at the last commission meeting, the gentleman in charge of workplace health and safety and anything else. And we've been looking at a graph with hazard materials. And in the last 6 months, it's virtually gone from there right up to there. But what's happened is we're actually noting anyone exposure to any area to asbestos. And I've asked them to put it in two lines. So the reason I'm bringing up is that we've got to document it now, anyone that's been anywhere near that exposure for future use, and the same for us and the police and the ambulance service is going the same. I reckon it'll filter down for us as well, so we've got any buildings here that is storm damaged, burnt out, we have to go and move them down, or what other work, and even some of what we careful, like even some of our stuff on the ground that's got rubbish in it, we probably have to keep a register of who that people live in that area and keep a register for future use. So that's something that he said is going to sort of come out in the next few years with people making legal claims, etc. We've already seen it in the fire service, because they are covered in the fire service and all the emergency services now anyway. So yeah, that was interesting.
Thanks, Councillor Gidd. Councillor Delatorre, do you have anything? Or?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just one item from me. The Brighton Place-Based Early Intervention and Prevention Youth Justice Initiatives Steering Group had its second meeting.
Can you say that again?
The Brighton Place-Based Early Intervention and Prevention Youth Justice Initiatives Steering Group. Met on the 24th of February. Unfortunately, due to work commitments, I couldn't make it, but the reports came through in advance. This is the committee that's assessing the progress on place-based grants in our municipality, and progress is all positive. There's been a few challenges for some of the programs, but the assistance they're receiving from council officers and so forth have helped them head in the right direction, and we're seeing some positive progress in those projects. There'll be another round of funding coming out shortly, so I'll notify all councillors once that's released. It'd be good to get a few more applications in this year.
Thank you, Councillor De La Torre. I will note that I had a meeting with Minister Jo Palmer, and that was one of the subjects that she wanted to discuss and see how each of those particular projects were progressing. So I think a report will go to her very shortly. Thank you. Councillor Owens.
One for me as well. On the 21st of February, myself and Councillor Owen attended the Pride Colour Run at Chris Fitzpatrick Park. I think we both came away without any colour on us, so we're winners in one way. I was running a bit late, which is a crying shame. It was fairly well attended, lots of volunteers doing their normal thing, people like Rotary, shout out to them, heading out and giving their time and many others. So, yeah, it's a good event and good to attend.
Thank you. Councillor Curran.
I was invited to speak at the International Women's Day luncheon on the 5th of March at the Jordan River Services Community Centre. It was very interesting. Spoke about local government. Just gave some people ideas about whether or not they might like to stand for local government, what's involved.
Any takers?
No. Not really.
Thank you. Is there anything further? If not, can I have that those six reports be received? Moved by Councillor Whelan, seconded by Councillor McMaster, and I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you very much. Item 10 is miscellaneous correspondence, and obviously we have in our agenda a letter to the Minister for Environment on the 2nd of March from the CEO regarding urgent need to maintain state funding for the Derwent Estuary Program. Item 11 is notification of workshops. There is one workshop which was held on the 3rd of March. Attendance and apologies are included in our agenda. Item 12 is notices on motion. There are none. Item 13 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. There are no supplementary items. Item 14 is reports from committees. There were no committee meetings held in March. Item 15 is petitions. There are no petitions. Item 16 is Council acting as a planning authority. There are no planning items on tonight's agenda. That was quick. Item 17 is item 17 is officers' reports, and item 17.1 is Redeemed Christian Church, request for discounted rate for use of the Civic Centre.
Hand over.
All as yours, Megan.
As per the report, the church has written in to get a reduction of the fee that they pay for the Civic Centre. They were moved temporarily from Old Beach on a Sunday, given the cricket and the risk of errant cricket balls that happens down there. So we moved them to the Civic Centre. They would like to stay at the Civic Centre, but the fee is a little bit higher than Old Beach, so hence why they have written in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the recommendation, Council approves the reduction in the hourly rate for the Civic Centre, decreasing from $75 to $50 for the Redeemed Christian Church for an initial 12-month period. The arrangement will be subject to review after 12 months.
Mm. Thanks, Megan. Questions?
Well, I think it's a good move for them anyway, so upcoming up there as well, so more people would actually congregate and get there as well, so, and also transport too in that area. So I know some London people do come from here down to there, so they live up here, so it's actually a very good move.
Yeah, question through you, Mayor. I'm just wondering what impact that will have on other users of the Civic Centre of a weekend.
I believe that Jack has actually put in, like, to let them know that there would be a possibility if there were, say, workshops happening or something over a weekend in the Civic Centre, then they would not be able to use that facility on that time. So
right.
We don't want we don't like to have a full-time user.
Yeah,
it needs to be open to the whole of the community still. So.
We're only approving the recommendation is doesn't cover that.
Barbara does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but the recommendation doesn't.
Well, we could add that piece if you want.
I would like it added.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm. Can you suggest some wording, Councillor Owen, if you're...
On the understanding that if other demands require they not use it, that they, that be applied. As long as they know, and the public know too, they read the...
Can I just copy from the report?
Oh, right, yep, no, whack that down in the...
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
Good. Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
Perfect.
I just had a question on the history.
Councillor Delacroix.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the history of the food hub. I believe they used the Civic Centre every fortnight on a Sunday, and we moved them out so that we had access to the Civic Centre. We moved them out to Old Beach, and now we're looking at moving
it was
the
during the week.
Was.
So it was, they normally took possession on, I think, a Tuesday evening, and operated the store on the Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. And more usage during the week, presumably, than there is on the weekend.
Sorry, Wednesday night they took possession, they operated on a Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence why if there's something in there now, we can remove them.
Councillor,
Irons, please. Just a very, very quick one, and probably more through interest than anything. I love anything that brings the community together, no matter what it is. But do you have any idea, like, how many people sort of attend? Like, is this a really big group, or is this a growing group? Or?
Through you, Mayor, I do not know. They haven't submitted how many people in their request, but you can certainly ask the question.
Yeah, just through interest, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
20 to 60.
Between 20 and 60.
Yeah.
It would fluctuate, I know, but most things like that do.
I'm happy to move that.
I'm happy to second it.
Thank you. That amended recommendation has been moved by Councillor Owen and seconded by Councillor Gear. Is there any discussion or debate? If there's no discussion, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 17.2 is Technobeat's lease at Wiley Park in Bridgewater. Hand over again to Megan.
Sure. Obviously, everyone received the email initially from Joanne from Technobeat in relation to her wishing to stay at the Wiley Park Hall. So basically, the lease is ending. There's no renewal of any term, it's ended. So made contact with her in July last year, I believe, and then again early this year to let her know that we're looking at what we would do in the future for that property, given we've had some requests for the people that use Wiley Park already. There's three users, and they have constantly asked if they can use the hall because it's not being used very often. We also get, I believe, several calls just for people wanting to use it ad hocly as well, like parties and baby showers and so on. And it's sort of starting to identify that there's a lack of buildings or to be used in that area, in that Bridgewater area. So through discussions with senior management and other staff, we decided it would be best for the community to be able to have access to that building from now on. So again, that recommendation that council resolves to commence the casual hiring of Wiley Park from July for the rate that will be included in the fees and charges.
Thanks, Megan. Just a question from me. With the fit out that is currently in place with Technobeat, are they going to be able to use it with as a casual hirer, and how will that make the hall available for other users? I mean, obviously there's a flooring that's in place. Is that removable?
That's our flooring, so yeah. I don't know if it is removable. I can certainly look into if it's removable, but I'm not sure if it would have a major impact if we did leave it there. It's only in one section of the hall itself. It's quite a large hall.
Yeah.
I know in her submission she actually wrote that it wouldn't be viable for her to be able to use it casually. I know she has also spoken to me about whether she did, if she did use it casually, could she have a container on site where she could store some of her items, which I wasn't able to confirm or deny at that point. She would need to write in and request that. And I know other dance places, you know, they only hire venues. They do have some storage units. Most of the people help them, or the dancers and the parents help move stuff into the hall to set up before a dance and pack up and so on. So
yeah.
I think she could make it work.
Yeah, not a councillor's. Any further questions of Megan? If not, we have a recommendation. The council resolves to commence a casual hiring of Wiley Park Hall from July 2026 and for the rate to be included in the fees and charges register.
I move.
Moved by Councillor Geard. Is there a second? A second by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 17.3. And just note that Councillor Whelan has left the room and is going to eat all the chips. Is that right, Matt? Item 17.3 is 27 to 29 Hurst Street, Bridgewater, the Hobart Gymnastics Academy. Just a request for a rent reduction extension. You again, Megan?
Yes, so they have been receiving a 50% rent reduction over the last 2 years whilst council have been tirelessly trying to obtain funding for a new facility or a major upgrade to the facility they have. James and I met with some of the board members in February to discuss options going forward, given that we haven't received enough funding at the moment to build a new facility. So we just wanted to get their feel, their understanding, if they would like the money to be spent on a major upgrade or they still would like council to continue advocating for more money towards it, and they would prefer to have a new facility. So
just further to that, through you, Mayor, we all have discussions with Active Tasmania as well in the coming weeks, just to basically explore whether there's likely to be any further support from the state in terms of funding and also the security of the existing funding commitment. So in short, we feel like they're still in a holding pattern for the near future about this, so that makes it reasonable to continue discounted rent.
Just probably one question from me is obviously noting that we haven't done the upgrades to this particular building for a fair time. The toilet and shower facilities are the same as what they have been for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor, is there any questions of...
I agree with the 50% at the moment in that building, but I actually worry once we get our new premises, will they have the financial money? If they won't get it at a 50% in a new premises, that'd be absolutely silly if we did that, because we've got a multi-million dollar building that we really need to get as much money coming in. So they've really got to have the capacity when they go into the new building to actually pay for it. So, but I agree at the moment, totally agree to that, because the building is a little bit substandard for what they want it for, so I'm quite happy with the 50%. But when we look at the new building, I think that's going to change it. They might get a little bit of reduction, but I don't think we'd ever give them 50% on the new building.
I think we probably have to be aware that the possibility of a new building may not be on council land.
No, well, that's
so
okay.
It wouldn't be,
hopefully it's not.
Wouldn't be our
problem.
I suppose our building to rent or lease would be the property owners or where the building is actually placed.
And just a statement, I'd hate to see them close up and go, I went there once to have a look and they're actually fantastic. Just keep going. So we need that sort of people in the area, especially the younger ones, older ones, everything else and things like that. I've got a couple of granddaughters to see them, so yeah, watch them.
Yeah, I think without going too deep, there's a bit to work through because, one, if how long do you sit waiting to see if you're going to get the funding, if it looks really unlikely? If you make an assumption that you're not going to, then what do you pivot to? Do we spend some money on that building, make it more fit for purpose, but accept that it's only ever going to be suitable for younger children and not once they get to a certain age, because it's not very big, the roof's not very high. So I think we need to work through those things. We did all the work as a group, state agency, HDA and council, to do a business case, the costings and so on. But it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean the money's coming. So yeah, I think it's reasonable to give it a little bit more time, but probably not with the view to sit in this position forever, because at some point there's going to have to be a decision made in which direction to go.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, sounds like the swimming pool scenario when we was going to put it on the school land as well. No money, fell over.
More of a comment, Mayor, if I may. And I think the current facility does limit the academy's ability to generate that greater income. And at the same time, that asset's not getting any losing value to the council. It is, for as long as we've got it, it's appreciating. So there's a positive there, even though it might not be cash, it's still.
Councillor,
I have to move the motion.
Thank you.
Happy to second.
Second. John was second. Got his hand up very quickly. So that recommendation has been moved by Councillor Della Torre and second by Councillor McMaster. Any discussion or debate? I'll open it. Councillor Della Torre.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'd only say that I agree with all the sentiments around the table that have been shared so far. We haven't done any improvements. We are still, at this stage, looking for alternate funding arrangements, and while that status quo remains, I'm happy to support the reduction in rent. But I do hope that we're in a different position in 12 months' time to be having this conversation next time, one way or the other.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. I think HGA give so much to not just our community, but the youth of other areas of the world that travel into our municipality. So, and it is a pleasure every time you visit to see the number of kids that are actually, you know, active. They may not be all from our municipality, but we can help other municipalities around us. Without further ado, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Items, we'll just get Michael back in. Any chips left, Mick?
He's been doing gymnastics in there.
Got to remember that these are actually recorded, so comments such as that. So I do apologise, Councillor Whelan, for indicating that you'd eaten all the chips. Items 17.4 is a risk appetite statements, strategic risks, and hand over again to Megan.
Yes, so this is just the annual review, which we put in place each year for the risk appetite statements and the strategic risks associated with those. The management team have reviewed them, and now it's up to you guys whether you're happy with them to be left as is or if you would like any changes.
Thank you. Councillors, I'll open it to the floor. Are there any questions for Megan? Councillor Della Torre.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Is there a requirement for us to do this every year? It seems quite frequent for such a strategic piece of work.
No, there's not, but we did say we would review it after 12 months.
Yep.
I don't think we necessarily need to do it, but given we hadn't had it in place 12 months ago, we thought that it was worth just everyone having a think about it again and making sure they think it's calibrated right for us.
And the audit panel would get a lock copy of that as well, so that's where it kicked off as well.
good to see it move eventually to maybe twice a term on the implementation of a new council and then maybe mid-term.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy to support.
Would you like to add that to the recommendation?
We'll have a new council in 12 months' time, so we might as well review it again in 12 months' time.
Done. Noted. If there's no further questions, someone prepared to move the recommendation. Moved by Councillor Irons and seconded by Councillor Whelan. Any discussion or debate?
No, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I feel as well where they were 12 months ago. Nothing major's changed. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything further? I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry unanimously. Thank you. Item 17.5 is a draft policy. General rate waiver for first home owners, construction of new residential dwellings. Hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Mayor. Finally, Megan's letting me have a go. this is, we discussed in the workshop a fortnight ago. This is bringing it to council for formal consideration. As discussed in the workshop, we feel like for a number of strategic reasons that it's a good time and a good policy for council to bring forward. It's not a major cost for council, but it's quite a big signal to send, not just to our local community, but to people who might be thinking about coming here. It's very well strategically aligned to federal and state funding that we're chasing at the moment for enabling infrastructure in our community, which is really critical for growth areas like ours, in a state where there aren't good structures for infrastructure. You have to be creative to fill some of those gaps to get growth in the right places. So we think it's a good positive policy. We are recommending that council review it in 12 months, just so we can have a good analysis of how much it's been taken up and how it's been received and what it's cost. But we can be reasonably confident of the estimated cost based on previous years and projected growth. So, unless there's any questions.
Add that to the thing, we'll review it again like we did the last one, review it in 12 months as well, add it to it.
Yeah, so we have that in the actual policy.
In the policy,
itself.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Just so anyone online.
Yep.
Thank you. Councillor De La Torre.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The only question I had was around the waste charge and whether there'd been consideration of waiving that as well. I think it's fair to say people think of councillors' roads rates and rubbish, and we will still be charging them for their rubbish.
Mm.
Whether that's
costed? We did consider it, but we just decided to go with the general rate. Our recommendation. However, it's a council decision, of course.
I'd personally like to see us waive it for that first year. I mean, it saves us giving them a bill from council when we're saying we're giving them rate relief. Obviously, they'll still have the fees for fire levy and so forth on a rates notice, no doubt. But if we could waive the things that we charge, I think that's my preference. I don't know whether that's felt around the table.
For you, Mr. Mayor, what sort of... We've got now Mount Fogo again, which is additional charge as well. Does that be a whole lot or just tip charges? Because some people might be well, so...
I would certainly be. I think the Fogo bin is $81 per annum.
Mm. Yeah.
The rubbish, 300 and... we would have the fire levy that would be...
Government, 315 and the levy. So the community's going to get a bill regardless because we have to pass on the fire levy. I think our view sculpting it's still quite a generous commitment, and we can review it in 12 months, but the charges that were tied to a specific service that we would keep. Over to you guys, but we were sort of trying to keep it fairly simple and targeted at this stage.
Councillors, any further questions? And I'm in your hands. We have a recommendation on page 21, as always, we can move an alternative, as Councillor De La Torre has indicated.
Well, I'm happy to move what's there, because I don't think it's quite fair on all the other people with the garbage as well, so things like that. So I'm happy with the general rate. That's a fairly good start for them. I know if I'm building a new home and that, someone said, oh, not yet, have to pay the general rate for 12 months, I'd be quite happy.
Just get a seconder for that. The recommendation, as indicated in our agenda, has been moved by Councillor Geard. Is there a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor McMaster. Sorry, Councillor.
Oh, sorry, through you, Mayor. Just the other thing I should have mentioned about the rationale is just that the charges are based on cost recovery for that specific charge, so it does slightly complicate those calculations. We include those.
Councillor Geard, sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, for not waiting for a seconder. No, as I mentioned, I just don't think it's, you know, on the general population in the municipality for that, for garbage rate, and it's only a small amount, but at least we're doing what a lot of other councils are not doing, is trying to help the first homeowner. So if the other councils are doing, and state government and federal government would do the same thing, we probably, and more so than what they're doing, we could put a lot more people into homes and things like that as well. So at least it's a start, and we're going to review it in 12 months, see what happens. So yeah.
Thank you. Can I just ask for clarification on a matter? Just want to clarify that obviously if they purchase a block of land, initially that would be a vacant block of land. They would be charged that vacant residential until such time as the house is built, then they would get relief on that second rates bill, essentially.
That's right. So cool. This is tied to the first homeowners grant issued by the state government. So that is our mechanism of proof. And so it's 12 months from presentation of that to council.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Yeah. Councillor?
Yeah, I was just going to add, I'll support the recommendation as it stands, as discussed at the workshop.
Thanks, Councillor Ryan.
Councillor Whitton? Just get some clarification on something else as well.
Point of clarity.
So if there's occupancy of the dwelling and then a
completion date.
They've got to present their completion to get their first owner's grant anyway at state,
yes,
state government, is that right? So
yeah.
So yes, there is an incentive for it to be completed.
That's
as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that's kind of made this policy simple for us, is that there's a pretty high burden of proof for that grant. So we can just tap into that, so there's not really a big administrative process for council.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks for that. Thanks, Councillor Wynne. Is there any further comments from councillors? If not, I'll put that motion as per the recommendation in our agenda. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 17.6 is our corporate emissions reduction plan for Brighton Council. Hand over to Alex.
Thank you, Mayor. So as discussed at the recent council workshop, council staff, specifically Millie, our climate officer, has prepared an emission reductions plan. This goes towards our commitment to net zero emissions by 2035. So this really provides a roadmap for us to do that, looking at 100% renewable electricity, understanding the costs involved in how we get to that point, and how they fit into our 10-year plan. So this will really plan for our future assets and our work towards getting to net zero. So we're seeking endorsement from council today.
Thanks, Alex. Councillors, is there any questions or further questions in addition to those that we discussed at our workshop? Councillor De La Torre.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just one from me, and that would be the trigger around the purchase of carbon credits and at what stage we'd make a decision to do that. I think from my mind, the community would be very supportive of us making progress towards net zero, but there might be a further discussion around just the purchase of carbon credits to top up.
Sure. Through you, Mayor, thank you for the question. We've got about approximately 9 years to go to 2035. We've had a discussion internally. We feel that the next couple of years are really going to provide us with a good baseline and see where we're tracking. So we'd probably be in a position in the next, say, three to 4 years to sort of see where we're at and then possibly look at, is that the path that we go down? But not at this stage, but in a few years.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If not, we have a recommendation on page 23 that Council endorses the Corporate Emissions Reduction Plan. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor McMaster. Is there any discussion or debate?
Not a lot, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Just thanks to Millie for her work on both this report and the presentation she made at a recent workshop. It's great to have someone that's able to explain this sort of stuff to people that don't deal with it every day. I certainly feel well educated on the topic and able to make decisions in this space because of it.
Totally agree. Thank you. Is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 17.7 is the Pontville Park Master Plan Community Consultation. Alex, over to you again. No! You're sharing around. Megan takes the bulk of it. Then everyone takes one each. Hand over to Jo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Following on from the workshop a fortnight ago, as highlighted at that time, brought to you the Pontville Park Master Plan to go out for community consultation. It will show you that how we can look forward to developing the site into the future and providing for all the existing users on site at the moment, as well as trying to accommodate new users.
Councillors, any further questions in addition to those that were discussed at the workshop?
I just have one question.
Councillor Curran.
I'm happy for this to go out to the community. I think it's a really good master plan, and I'm happy with it. I'm just wondering, with the community consultation, does that give people the opportunity to come up with an alternative idea, alternative costing, those sorts of things?
Alternative ideas, yes, if they want to put that to us. So it's going to be a fairly easy process that's not intended to be, say, a survey as such, which we've done on other things. So it's more about, make your comments to us in writing and we'll take that on board and then I'll provide that feedback. A lot of this work has been done based on calculations of participation and things like that and used out of the Southern Regional Recreation Strategy that has been done as well. But yeah, if somebody comes up with a good idea, that's fine. The costings have been done by a quantity surveyor. That was part of the project. So whilst somebody might say, well, this is how much it would cost me to put in a playground, they probably haven't sort of thought about all the extra stuff that might go underground or, fencing, things like that. So that will be costed at a future date anyway. So when the design's done, it will be costed, but is there a good indication of what the cost would be currently?
Sure, you, Mr. Mayor, but a lot of the user groups have already had consultation when we asked them, so there's been a fair bit out, already done out in the public, but now this is just going to the general public that's not involved with those groups, so they might come up with some good ideas, well and good if they can. So.
Thank you.
Is there any further questions? Councillor Della Torre.
Just happy to move the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Recommendation is to Council endorse the Pontville Master Plan for Community Consultation. It's been moved by Councillor Della Torre and seconded by Councillor McMaster. Well, I was happy to second that. open the floor for comments.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Very happy to move this one. Always happy to support a master plan going out for community consultation. I think this one is a beautiful master plan in that it delivers everything that we've asked of the site and allows for all current users to maintain a presence and improve presence in that site in the medium to long term. I think this is a really valuable plan that will see us well into the future, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what the community have to say on it.
Thank you. Is there any other comments?
Yeah, just one Councillor comment. Gibb. I think the master plan's going to alleviate what we've had in the past where ad hoc things have been put in that no looking at where in the past where they should have been, or that arguments with bodily using groups have been just dumped there. So now we have got a plan where they need, where they go in the right place to suit everyone else, that all the other users. So this is actually excellent. Shame we didn't have it quite a few years ago. We mightn't have been in the same pickle that we are with some of the buildings at the moment. But what's there is there. And this is the future. This is going to last for the next 10, 20, 30 years. So that's really good. And I think that place is going to be superb for a regional use in the future as well. So hopefully to come all to prove what's in the plan.
Thanks, Councillor Gee. Is there any further comments?
If I may close.
I might make it, if you're going to close, I'll make a comment first then, if that's okay. I think for those that have actually seen the master plan, and I've had some discussions with a few of those, they are very happy with the staged nature of the plan. We've been given a short and medium term and a long term developments, and from the feedback I have received, that has been received positively in that not everyone can afford to, for example, to spend $30 million on getting everything done tomorrow, but 1 to 2 in the short to medium term is certainly achievable, I believe, for our council moving forward. So I think that's been received really, really well in the community. And yes, they think that some buildings can be built for a lot cheaper. But what we've proven in Pondfield Park itself is that if you spend good money, you get really, really quality. Facilities are admired not by just the users, but from outside as well. And I think that's what we should always strive for in our municipality.
I'd like to add a bit to that. Now, the people have been in touch with me. One thing about the staging was the upheaval. We'd have said, right, we're going to do this, there was going to be a lot of massive upheaval moving people around. But the staging, it's a gradual stage, and they know when it's going to happen. They know it's in the future, and it's not maybe it's short term, but it's medium term, they know it's fairway down the track. So they can look to the future, where if we just had the plan there and didn't tell them, tomorrow we might move and we might not. So most of them come back to me said, that's what we really like, we know what we're doing and where we're going.
Thank you. Councillor Della
Torre. No need to close because you've both taken my comments. I was just going to mention that it will be a phased approach, and it won't happen overnight, but also that it's phased in such a way that it allows all users to maintain their current presence and shuffle people around as we develop. So thank you both for your comments.
And sorry for looking over your shoulder and seeing your notes. No, kidding. Without further ado, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried again unanimously. Thank you very much. We have item 18, which is a closed meeting. We will move into closed session, then I will ask council staff, with the exception of the CEO, to leave, but we'll move into closed. So there's a recommendation that in accordance with Regulation 17, the local government meeting procedures, Council move into closed session and the meeting be closed to the members of the public to deal with the following item, which is CEO mid-year performance review 25-26, moved by Councillor Owen and seconded by Councillor Curran. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried unanimously.